the professors, Sanskrit professors, Pandits, Acharyas, they are all individual. Then according to their scholarship, according to their honesty, Sanskrit knowledge and realization, and they find this many people make many disciples. But not that, I mean, only following his disciples, of course, but none in our time, in our Danish way. You must be disciples to that person, but not that Christian was here. That is artificial. In our case, what should we do? I came from a Brahmin Pandit family of good name. When we had our family guru, but I had no faith in them, all Gurusta. From my childhood, I thought that I must have a tagi, whose life is exclusively given for the truth. I must have such a belief. I want to improve my connection, my condition. So from childhood I had such aspiration. Then suddenly, when I was 4th-year student, my age was 22-23, suddenly a change came, and a change, a very critical change. And at that time I came across the life and teachings of Mahatma, and almost I surrendered to him. Then afterwards, when I had to search for Guru, then necessarily, who is the best man, best saint in the sampradaya of Mahaprabhu? That was my question. I searched in different places. So many Goswamis, they are Pandits, but they have no denounced life. They are Shastric knowledge, but they are all family men. No dedicated life. And those that are apparently dedicated this Babaji class, they are in our section, they are notorious for their characterlessness. And also their ignorance, want of knowledge, mostly in Shastra, the Babaji class. Some sort of Babaji's little knowledge of Shastra can be found, but still not so much impression in their advices, instructions of God. At last I came to Acharya Govindanath. I was exclusively, exhaustively devoted to Mahaprabhu, and with strength, so much unestimable strength and exclusive adherence, followed the instructions of Mahaprabhu, and I gave my head there. This is my position. I have my independent characteristic in my own way from the bottom, from the foundation of knowledge which I have acquired. Some family contribution, my family. Whereas the Naya Shastra, Indian logic, then Puran, and Bhagavatam, and the Smriti, all these departments of Shastra, not so much Vedanta or Sankara, that has much contribution there. So Prabhupada accepted me with a little greater affinity, affection. I may not mention all these personal questions. And generally, my example and personality have some respect in the nation.
The letters from Rameswar Maharaj to yourself, would they want the a copy of those letters to see what offense was being made?
What offense?
What offense? They, I explained that Rameswar had written one letter that was offensive, and they want to know what is that. That
offense,
he said.
Offense to whom?
To yourself.
To so who said it is offense?
I was explaining that Rameswar had written a letter which you became offended by.
In his position of an acharya, he came to call for explanation why I have given initiation, whom he was already initiated by him. But the fact that I faced that the disciple lost his faith in Guru, and knowing that, the Guru also rejected the disciple. And the rejected disciple came to me. I believed and inquired. And when I was satisfied, generally to try to reinstate his faith to his former Guru, I might have committed an error. But with some evidence also he came out that he could not put his faith in the acharya for some undesirable deeds, and also no possibility of reinstating his faith in his former acharya Rameswar. Then I came to know that Rameshwar Maharaj, when he came to know that he has lost good faith in him, he rejected him. When Rameshwar Maharaj has rejected him, I came to know there was some evidence. Then I gave him connection.
Would you like them to have a copy of that letter?
What I wrote to him?
No, his letter.
Rameswar.
The copy is here.
His letter to
two
you.
Letters, two letters from the Parashita, the copy with Akhaya Nanda Maharaj.
Yes, they would like to see.
You must see. They would like to see. Yes, you must see. So keeping a copy here, two letters. Rameshwar Maharaj is calling for explanation from me from the absolute position of an acharya. but I do not look on him as an acharya holding some absolute position. And plainly speaking, I think that my experience about the spiritual world and position of acharya is superior to him. And it is somewhat accepted by his own acharya, Swami Maharaj. It shows his ignorance, that is, he is master of the world, of a particular province, a particular section. It is not a property of this world that we should demand. Chetan Jiva is free. Yes, Jiva is endowed with free will that cannot be dealt like a property, material thing. Our Guru Maharaj, his ideal was to deal with the disciples in general, that a flower offered to the deity, how should one deal with the flower? Flower when come in connection with the deity, so soul is offered to the holy feet of the deity, of Krishna. She should be considered as honorable, as pure. And he used to give pranam to the Shishya also. That there is such estimation in the background. And whenever the Guru is compelled to punish or to abuse the Shishya, that is his Ulokita, that is possessed by particular tendency only, particular emotion that he does so, not in normal position. And Guru goes to abuse and punish the disciple. At that time, he is not considered to be in proper mood. But a mood of punishing that especially comes from Krishna, that is prayogita, abnormal. And normally they say that is a living flower, and I have offered him to the holy feet of Krishna, so he should be seen with some respect. The Shishya should be seen with some respect. That is the idea. Living so, and he wants to go to Krishna, and he comes to my help, he is not my slave. An honorable relation. From the position of a man who enjoys delegated power, not natural. think is but the Buddhist stamp. Man is the gold father. Everywhere, the stamp and the man. The rank and the man, both should be considered. The rank is not everything. You can see the letter from a friend in the world.
So, he likes very much that I go there and speak with him on regular basis. He wants that I go there that myself, Rupanuga.
Oh, Rupanuga Prabhu wants that you should go there and...
regular way to communicate with him about what is going on from here, because he does not know.
He wants Rupanuga one, that Madhava Prabhu may come there and inform him of what is coming from this side.
About Yarishapu.
The main topic of discussion of the GBC meeting is yourself and the devotees who are coming to you. So he wants there to be communication between this side and that side, so that any problems that come up, they may be clarified easily.
I have no any special desire for this. Only that will come to me, my first tendency will be to avoid them. But if I can't avoid, then I shall give some attention. And then if I find that they deserve help, then I shall try to render help according to my small position. That is my principle also. So I don't like to go against the GBC, nor I like to submit to their decision. They are independent, I am also independent. I am not going to interfere with their activities, but when their activity, the report of their activity comes to me, for anyone, and seeks some advice from me, I'm an independent man, I give my own instruction as I understand to them, and they are free to take it or not to take it. That is my position, open position. I am not sold to any plan of my life, especially, and that is, and always, my plan always in the line of compromise. I naturally see that my tendency is always to minimize and compromise and harmonize. My general nature is such, but still I am a man of independent understanding and independent opinion and independent realization, and I differ from many of our own section. I can't submit to their realization, their thought, their advice from independent perspective. I don't go to interfere with anyone's activity, but when it comes to me, I give my independent decision, and generally I stick to that, whether they take it or does not take it, or does not matter much to me. I am not their friend, neither their foe. More friend than foe. But still, I have my own understanding, own conscience, and I am open to all that comes to me for advice. I give them advice. I do this, do that. But I have no time, no age, no energy to take any responsible charge of anyone or any action in this of this age. And in the previous, when I was young, I had also no such mentality. I have got 3 stars. With much influence on me. One is Buddha. Buddha means some childish and some poetic nature, childish and poetic nature, namely. And Brihaspati, Devadeva, the seva and the master of ontological side. And Swami represents indifference, independent characteristic, without care anyone, and no aspiration even for the disciples of anything else. And with some connection with the Goa's structure. That is the nature of Swami. These 3 jobs are in highest position in my life. And the Buddha has got connection with Rabi, the sun, so a very auspicious connection. And also the Brihaspati has a favorable combination with moon. That is also very good, I am sure. I have not that time. I have got some ontological knowledge, but I'm the Swami does not allow me to organize and to give shelter, to take responsibility of any mission or effort up in a high standard. That's our own channel. And the book, some poetry and some frivolousness, the simplicity to mix with the child, childishness. Childish simplicity and little poetic temperament. That is from Buddha. And the Brihaspati, the Sova, the ontological capacity, and strong common sense, and clear decision of these things. And the Swami, the habit of abnegation, not of accommodating temperament. That is the special characteristic in me. So you have to go back this night.
No, yes. No, I will go tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Morning.
Tomorrow night.
Night.
Ah.
And there is time.
Yes.
You can think what to do. If you like, you can take the letter.
Ah, I will take
it. But they may not find anything objectionable. I'll first you see if there is any objection. The tone is that authoritative tone.
Ah.
It's challenging. There's a challenging spirit.
Challenging.
That he is instructed.
And now, perhaps as a policy, they want to express that I am not to be blamed, but there are some followers of Swami Maharaj who has taken, dragging me to this position which is blamable.
Yes.
Yes.
And Dhir Krishna Maharaj, and he is the most wretched person who has taken this bold step revolting against GBC, and he's trying to establish a second organization, taking my name for fulfill his own ambition, or something like that.
Yes, sir.
But I find that Dhrikrishna Maharaj has got, this is my opinion, he has got very clear thinking to catch the purport of the Shastra very finely. And he is impressed by my decision and my representation of the Shastric knowledge. And I am convinced, not only he, but many of my god brothers, they appreciated my way of thinking in the ontology. Even our Guru Maharaj, he has asked the editors of papers to try to collect Sridhar Maharaj's articles, then the standard of your paper will be higher. Vishwaman Maharaj, who is an Acharya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was editor of Nadia Prakash Devi, and to him I wrote an article from Bombay Math about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that was published in Nadia Prakash, and the Prabhupada read that and remarked him that try to collect such articles for your paper, then the standard of your paper will be higher. And my Sanskrit passage, only one poetry was published during Prabhupada. That was very much appreciated by him. And also my lectures and the arguments reported to him several times by many conversers, and he appreciated. And even my senior god brothers, in the living time of our Prabhupada, he used to ask me to repeat what we heard from Guru Maharaj. And I represented, they were satisfied. I have got some special capacity of catching the fine ontological points and to represent. So when Guru Maharaj was present, I got some appreciation. I have got some self-confidence in my own decision, spiritual decision on that plane. And I feel that I have got some experience about the Gauriya Vaishnava ontological things. So I cannot submit to anyone and everyone to their decisions. That seems to be childish to me. This is not a self-conceit, but away from the tatastha, from tatastha temperament, I am describing as it I am describing for any other, without concerning myself. I'm impartial. As an impartial judge, this is my knowledge, and my view, and my claim of truth. I don't care for any future, I have no ambition. So I don't feel any necessity of caring others' opinion so much. And I will finish, I must finish, and without ambition. About 2 years ago, one of my experienced Royal Gurdwara thought that your disinterested nature and strong common sense have gave you some unique position in the nation, over the nation. Non-disinterested nature and strong common sense in the spiritual realm also. Gauri. I do not want any help from others. At the same time, I do not want to submit to the one thing that I have to submit to anyone, that is the present of the human consciousness. our mind good. But generally respect also what to say. And also we are coming out of a great magnitude of heat, beyond conception. So I say the Satyadhi Sabhata. It is not personal capacity, strength, but some divine force came to work in his favor.
No.
So when that is talk has been recorded.
I won't distribute this recording. I will not distribute.
You say you may distribute.
Huh? I will.
What I am within me, the people will know, and they will abuse me. But what I am, if I need to be abused, it will be well and good. My offenses will be passed out.
নড়াচড়া সবই তো ধরা পড়ে যাচ্ছে,
নড়াচড়া করে নড়ছে চলছে,
যা চলছে না চলছে সে ছবিতে দেখা যাচ্ছে, ছবিতে পাওয়া যাবে তো
গৌর। আমি যেটা করছি সেইটা তো উঠবে, তার বেশি তার উঠবে না, তবে আমি অন্যায় করে থাকি তো পানিশমেন্ট পাব। হরি কৃষ্ণ গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, should we stop here?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes. But the more that you reveal to us about yourself, the more we become attached to your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Gauri, Gauri, Gauri. Yeah, that is also captured here. So they would say that he is Krishna Maharaj, he is the root of all these things. So this year's GDC meeting mainly concerning this is a nasty fellow. Hare Krishna. But I cannot. I love them, but I can't betray my conscience towards Mahaprabhu and Guru. My own sincere understanding about Mahaprabhu and the scriptures and the Guru and Vaishnava, that I know. I can't betray them, but they to acquisition of the favor of GVC. I can't sacrifice them. But still I think that I love them. I love them for Swami Maharaj. He has affection for me, and it is a great work he has done for Mahaprabhu, so laudable. A blind man also can see what magnitude of service he has done for Mahaprabhu. A but his connection is still the reception from the Vedu. I am Vedu Ishara. They may believe or may not. This is the question of my heart. If I don't love them as the child of Swami Maharaj, then think I do injustice to the cause of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, as well as my faith and my obligation to Guru and Bhagavat and Gita, basic knowledge. I can't commit suicide, I cannot be a traitor to my own self, my own understanding and sincere realization. That is my position. And Jai Sabari Gavati Guru Vajam Varanda Tvadam Sundar
Jai
Om Vishnu Bhada Sputa Sundar Sishan Bhakti Siddhanta Rasulya Shanti
Jai Om Vishnu Bhada Jai
Sivadhi Sri Bhakti Hiram Prasanna Maharaj
Shri Bhakti Rakshak Shri Deva
Swami Vakrindu
Jai Bhakti Rakshak Shri Deva Swami Maharaj Ki Jai
Jai Swami Maharaj Swami Vato Shri Vakrindu Ki Jai Akaranda Maharaj, then this Rich Maharaj, and then Bhakti Maharaj, real Sahi,
Maharaj Maharaj,
Maharaj Prabhu, Maharaj Maharaj, Maharaj Maharaj, Maharaj Maharaj, Maharaj Maharaj,